All right, you know what time it is. Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing. All right, welcome to Below the Belt Boxing, a broadcast. You can watch us on YouTube. So please, please hit that like and subscribe button and help us get to 1K. And you can listen to us on all podcast platforms. We got Juan G in the house, y'all.
Yeah. What's good, my dog?
Juan G in the house. And we got Big Roo in the house.
What up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are here for the Archer Beterbiev and Joe Smith Jr. fight, round one. Let's get it. Any predictions for you all?
I feel like it's going to be a war until Beterbiev knocks Joe Smith out.
You think so?
Yeah. Whoa. Overhand right, strong.
I got Beterbiev, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
And it's going to be quick. I think it's going to be a fast one.
Quick, yeah.
It's going to be a fast one.
Below the belt.
In and out. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
like a rock. Hey, man.
Beterbiev. How the fuck you pronounce his name?
Beterbiev. Hey, man, I'm going to be the odd one out. I got Joe Smith Jr.
Okay.
Wow. I got Joe Smith Jr. by knockout. He's very strong, man, and he's an underrated boxer. Arthur Beterbiev, he's getting up there in age, and he hasn't been looking as well in them last 3-4 fights, even though he has been getting a knockout and everything like that. But, you know, he's been dropped before, and Joe Smith can crack.
Hey, Adam, can you explain to me how Beterbiev is old and he's only 17-0?
He's not 17-0. He's like 36-0.
Beterbiev?
17-0.
He's like 17-0 with 17 knockouts.
No, you're looking at the wrong guy. This nigga like 36-0.
We were just looking at it. That's a different.
We're
just looking at it.
Beterbiev. I don't know. Check this shit out. Let me get on the computer.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Let's Google it.
Beterbiev got a lot of fights. He's like 35, 36 years old.
37,
yeah. And he's a brawler, too. You know what I mean?
I figured maybe he just had a long, you know, amateur pedigree.
That's what
you know. They are definitely banging right now. If you're watching the fight.
Oh!
What's that? That's a push.
They said it was a slip.
Hey, Adam, what's this ref's name? Because he's like one of the best in the game, man. I love this referee. I don't know his name, though.
See who he is.
Shining, they got that. You got that oil sheen on there.
He do. Yeah, I've seen him plenty of times, man.
Yeah, you don't know his name. Huh?
I don't know his name.
He's a good ass ref, though, man. Real
yes,
good.
He is.
He stay out of the way, but he's quick with it. You know what I mean? Sorry, I don't know his name, but whenever he's in there, I know it's gonna be all up in the video,
dancing.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Got a lot of boxing, you know, but definitely good first round, you know.
Gotta feel him out. Oh, that is a knockdown.
That's definitely
that
a knockdown.
That's
a knockdown.
Yeah, right by Beterbiev.
He caught him
right at the end of the first round.
And you guys are correct. He's 17-0 with 17 KOs.
Yep.
I'm thinking he's like 35, 36 years old.
Yeah.
Fights and shit.
Yeah, that's
Beterbiev got that.
That's
yeah, he caught.
Spin that, Adam. You good at this.
Hey, man. All right. Running from your front of company. That's all right.
Hey, man. It's content.
It's all
man.
Right.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah,
got
so.
Gotta do what we got to do.
Hey. I don't think Joe Smith was hurt too bad, but
no,
he
caught
him behind the head. You know, he caught him not behind the ear. You know what I'm saying? Coming in. And a little bit off balance. Joe Smith is kind of like, he's a little bit, he's kind of slow, a little bit whirly, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If that's the right word. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think just Beterbiev is just more, like, just a little bit more, a little crisper, you
little
know what I'm saying?
So far, you know what I mean?
And,
so
far. You know, I think as long as he doesn't get tired, which, I mean, he looks like he's in excellent shape.
He's in great
you know,
shape.
One just pointed out, you know, he cut out of his shit.
He's
yeah,
he's
good,
bro.
He got a six-pack and shit. Like.
that don't always mean your cardiovascular is
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know what I'm saying?
But them boys big,
but
man.
Yeah, he looks sharp.
Active.
He looked good in the ring. He don't look tired. He looked sharp. Yeah. He looked composed.
The thing about Better Beef, though, he does get hit. Even like his last fight against Marcus Brown. Marcus Brown just he just made Marcus Brown
was
get
that
up.
A, was that a cut? Was that a
ooh? That's perfect.
Ooh. Oh yeah, good shot.
That's a good shot.
Yeah, right hand over his
yeah. And he catching him with it too. He's catching
oh, he him again.
Oh yeah, he's, oh, he, yeah, man.
You still working? You know, I'm going for the American though, man.
Yeah, they are slugging right now.
They slugging.
Joe Smith ready for it, but Joe Smith got to keep that hand up, man. Oh,
oh, oh,
him again. That was a left hook.
Oh, another hook. Knockdown.
That was the right, bro.
Was it a right?
Another knockdown.
It was
early into the round.
How we see it, but it's his right. How we see it, it looked left. That was his right.
Oh, Joe Smith came right back slugging.
He did.
But, hey,
he did. They may catch him in trouble, though. He
I'm pretty sure that was a left hand that dropped him one, but we'll see on the replay.
Yeah, for sure. I might be wrong.
The right might have hurt him, but that left is what took him down. And, he's hurting.
Oh, he better be.
This is about to be over.
It's about to be over. Another knockdown. Another knockdown.
Joe Smith is hurt. Real bad.
It's only the second round. This might be a short episode, guys.
Hey, Rue called it.
Yo, Joe better hold on tight. And we got a minute 32 left.
I said it's going to be a war until Better Beef knock him out.
Dude, he got to put his hands up, man.
It's been a war.
Like Smith is not holding. He's not holding at all. You know, he needs to give it a. He needs to
below the belt.
He's not holding at all. He has to buy his time a little bit. Box a little bit.
Smith has three losses, man. So you think he would know how to fight hurt?
Better be. I mean, chapping the fuck out.
One thing he know how to do is lose, and that's
the overhand right, man. He just not
too much.
Smith does not. Oh,
and Joe Smith is busted up too. He's busted up.
He's got a minute left.
His face is swelling already.
And his legs is noodles.
I'd be surprised if he makes it out of this round.
I'd be surprised too.
50 seconds.
It's about to be over soon.
Oh. And it better be was just sharp. Everything's
just sharp. Everything's right in there.
It's over. Hold on. It is over. That was a short reaction.
So that's it. It's going to be short.
Ooh, wee.
That's what's up.
Oh my God! It's not a podcast. It's a broadcast.
With your
broadcast,
we didn't even get warmed up.
Yeah, man, I ain't got.
We
sweat.
Didn't even get warmed up.
You know what I'm saying? I usually sweat under arms and shit when
I'm gonna take my hoodie off.
Nothing. I still got my hood on. Early, quick night, man. People were saying that Canelo could be Better be. People were saying that that's an anticipated fight at 175.
I still think Canelo would beat him.
You think so?
I think so.
What you think, bro?
Yeah.
I think Canelo will be Better be.
It'll be one of those fights Canelo will have to earn.
I think Canelo will be able to figure him out, man.
I think that'll be one of those fights where the Mexican fans will actually kind of give it up to Canelo if he was to win that. Because the biggest thing about Canelo from the Mexican fans that I hear is that he hasn't had that war yet. You know what I mean? Like a Chavez war or a Marquez war.
You don't need a war at light heavyweight.
You don't need a war at all.
At all.
Like, why not?
You want to see him all fuck.
What about Triple G?
That was more of a boxing though. That was more boxing.
Not the first fight.
It could have been more action packed, but it was like a chess match. It was a boxing war. It wasn't a brawling war, like blood and guts and knockdowns and shit like that. For some reason, the Mexican fans, and I'm not speaking for the Mexican fans. This is what I hear from my Mexican fans that I hear.
Nobody calls you papi.
You know what I'm saying? And but what I hear from them, what I hear from a lot of those guys is that, they don't respect Canelo because he hasn't had that war yet. So I think.
Overhand right? That dropped him. That was just another little flash.
Moved him out the way, man. I'm always good with the American, man.
Right hand again.
But sheesh.
Yeah, that was that right hand.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think that's that one.
All right.
I was wrong. I thought he caught him with a right and a left, but maybe that's the left out. Yeah.
Everything was short.
Another right, though.
I think this is the stoppage. Ooh,
yeah, this
right
is stoppage. Because everything was short at this point.
No, this one, he gave him a chance on this one. So, you were right. That was a right.
It's too much. Too much. Next is Bivol. But they're saying that Bivol is going to fight.
I want that.
Yeah.
Bivol's going to fight who?
They're saying Bivol is going to fight, not Canelo.
Nah, Canelo.
They said he's going to fight.
Canelo fighting Triple G, sorry.
Bless you. Thank you. they were saying that he's going to fight Anthony Yard.
Yardy, right?
Yeah, that's, they're, no, they're saying that. They're saying Arthur Beterbiev, if he should win this fight, the next fight, which he did, it should be Anthony Yard for this. So, you know, which I don't like, but I get it.
I want him to Beterbiev.
I want him. I want Beterbiev and Bivol too, man. You know, it's going to be.
Or Benavidez.
Benavidez got to do some work at 168.
So Bivol got the last title then in this weight class, right?
Yep, Arthur Beterbiev just won the three.
Beterbiev got, he's beating.
He's got Joe Smith's, yep.
That's what's up.
18-0, 18 KOs, 100% KO ratio.
Damn. And it was easy, too. I mean, it was not even
easy.
It was almost too easy.
It's a little too easy. I mean, didn't break a sweat or nothing.
You know, I gotta admit, that's kind of what I thought when I saw this. You know what I'm saying? But I like Joe Smith. I like the fact, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, construction industry, you know what I'm saying? He used to be a construction worker. I'm in construction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, okay.
Strong ass nigga?
Yeah, oh yeah, hell yeah, you know. But yeah, you know, so like.
But no, I get that.
I give him, you know, so. You know, so I give him his props from that shit. But
absolutely.
When I saw this, I'm like, oh.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Tough, man. It's going to be tough. He's really slow, bro.
Yeah, and he gets hit.
He's really slow. And he gets hit.
And he got a lot of credit, unnecessary credit, for knocking out a 52, 53-year-old B-Hop.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
You know what I mean?
Before the... For the cast, you know what I'm saying?
Save it for the pod.
Save it for the pod.
Below the belt.
No, you heard that. We were just talking about it because I get tired of them always saying, like,
yeah.
He was the one that put, he was the one that knocked Bernard Hopkins through the ropes and all this bullshit.
Yeah, that's what that matters.
Man, Bernard Hopkins was 75 years old, man. He was 75.
Bernard Hopkins was 114. You know what I'm
saying? And you know what? You know, I was just reading up on it too, which I had forgot that he had just came off of that fucking Kovalev fight. Yeah. 3 months before that, you know what I'm saying? Which and bro was like, yeah, he didn't really look that great, but he still took him to the like 12 rounds. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then
unanimous,
he fought Joe Smith. You know,
loss,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you know.
So that just goes to show you.
Against the Kovalev, who was really the fucking crusher at the time. Like
yeah.
He was the I crush you motherfucker at that time.
He
like,
was.
He would like motherfuckers was like scared for Hopkins, like I'm just like 50 years old, bro. Yeah, like you, like what are you doing, bro?
He
like you about to fight this motherfucker?
Yeah, the sexy ass Russian chick in this corner with a skirt, a dress skirt on. It's like Kovalev crush. He was killing niggas back then, bro. He was, and then he just crushed our ass. That nigga was, bro. Yeah, that was not a good look. For
but yeah, and then Joe Smith comes in, and you know
he tried.
He did, yeah. You know,
took risks at 50 years old that other people weren't.
He got knocked out. Yeah, I ain't nobody trying to hear all that dumb ass shit. But no, that nigga was just old, bro, and got his ass knocked out the ring. Got up trying to act like he got pushed out the ring, like bro.
You got knocked out then pushed.
Even if you got pushed out the
pushed
ring,
by the knockout.
If you got pushed out the ring, you don't just you should you probably need to retire. You know what I'm saying? You got pushed out the ring.
Yeah, if you 51, how many
fucking fights you had, bro.
If you 51. The nigga was in prison for 10 years, bro. Like, that was before he even got in the motherfucking pros. Like, no, like, that's a long, this is a long career we're talking about.
That's why
you know what
it's
saying?
So impressive.
But
that's
Bernard Hopkins is
so
different. You know what I'm saying?
Don't,
like,
don't take it like I was trying to knock
different.
Him. I wasn't trying to knock
him. No, I know that. Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, for anybody who might misconstrue it, like, this is, you know what I'm saying? And anybody who might say, oh, Joe Smith did this to Bernard, oh, he did. Because motherfuckers would be like, oh, man, look what he did to Bernard Hopkins. But, like, not, you know, not even seeing the whole picture.
And they do.
That's
do
what
that.
We got to come in and show them what the whole picture
absolutely.
Is.
Because Joe Smith's highlight reel, that's always going to be on
it's
there.
It's always on there. And it drives me crazy that that's on his highlight.
Yeah, I hate
like,
that.
Of all people, like, even if it was like, Beterbiev, like, and I would be happier with that. You know what I'm saying? If that was on the top, if it was a Beaver, but in Bivol, I would be happier if it was him. Canelo, you know what I'm saying? But it's, and not to take anything away from Joe Smith, but like,
but still, you know,
like, oh, okay, like man,
you know what had to come? Because even like that like John Pascal's fight, those two fights were kind of hard for him. Even though he won those fights, I think he won both of those. Right, one of the fights was a draw, I believe. Remember back
against who? My fault.
Against John Pascal.
Oh yeah.
One was a draw.
Did he hit the push ups in the ring on that nigga, bro?
He did. Yeah. He snapped.
he
snapped.
He goated for that one.
Yeah. And for people watching now on Facebook, you know, we have Arthur Beterbiev winning by TKO in the second round. Quick night for him. Hey, man. Good stuff.
Hey, he went into his hometown, too.
He did. He did.
Knocked him out in the second round.
Has no problem going into the hometown, going to America and fighting. All that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So,
me? Yeah. My bad.
I think that's you, brother. But, man, good stuff. Good stuff, man. Got it out the way. Yeah. Got it out the way. Easy work.
Right. He don't get overtime?
At all.
If you ready to go, I'm going to send you where you want to go.
Joe Smith like, hey, did the check clear?
Did the check clear?
Did the check it?
Absolutely. Even for a fighter like Artur Beterbiev, you know what I mean? He's a brawler. So for him not to even barely to get touched.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Preserving himself.
Yeah, what's even next for Joe Smith, though? Like, where does he go? Because, he's not going to get no better.
He becomes that journeyman. He becomes that. Maybe not a journeyman. Kind of that. Because he already passed journeyman. I think he a little bit above that.
More of a stepping stone.
Stepping stone is the exact word I should have used. He becomes that person, like, okay, if you can get past Joe Smith,
then you got
a shot. You know what I'm saying?
You got the goods.
Yeah, you got a shot.
God damn.
Yeah.
I hope Joe Smith get a couple easy fights for himself.
Yeah.
Get his confidence back a little bit. Put some money in his pocket. Mm-hmm. Make some money off his name. But
and get some
high level competition probably ain't where it's at no more.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not for sure, but it looked like that. Like, yeah, you don't need to be in there with these killers no more. Yeah. Not the champion killers.
That's some champs, you know what I mean? There go Anthony Yard right there. He got stopped by Kovalev that just, you know what I'm saying, that like 2 months later, he fought Canelo, and Canelo stopped him. And even Anthony Yarb, you know, almost stopped Kovalev when they fought. You know, he hurt him real bad. And then, but I think that's like the last time we've seen a good Kovalev, even though he fought a cruiserweight like his last fight.
Hold on, 1 second, bro. Okay. So he want to be undisputed. That's what
he wants to be undisputed, and I think he may be able to. That's that.
You think he beat Bebo?
Oh, that's a hard fight. That's a hard fight.
I think he beats him, bro.
You think so?
If he fights like this, I think he beats him.
It's gonna be tough, man.
I
think he beats him.
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that. Like, if he fight like that, Canelo not all the way, but kind of fall. Like Canelo was shooting power shots and just getting outboxed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He's throwing a lot more than Canelo was throwing, though.
That is true. That is
very true.
He's very busy.
He was busy.
Very active.
That jab, that Bivol jab, and his ring generalship, that shit was very impressive, man. Yeah. That's a hell of a matchup. All I know is I want to see it.
I want to see it.
I know, man. I was big on Bivol for a while, and then I don't know what happened. Like, I was really impressed by him, like, some years ago.
For sure.
Like, really impressed.
Against Joe Smith, he beat Joe Smith first. He didn't stop him like this, though. But he beat him, a decision, I believe.
Haney did beat him.
Devin Haney's going to beat a lot of people, but he ain't going to stop him.
He going to stop him.
And he ain't going to look as impressive. He beat Kambosos, but he didn't look as impressive as, like, Kambosos looked against...
against T.O. or something like that.
You know? It was just a boxing clinic. Yeah. I mean, he ain't going...
One thing I say
he
about...
He going to floor it his way up.
Yeah, one thing I say about Devin Haney, his biggest attribute is neutralizing what you do best.
I think his biggest attribute is that jab.
That jab would
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what? The jab is my favorite punch.
Yeah.
The jab is the best punch in boxing to me. It sets up everything and it fucks everything you do.
It's definitely the most important.
It's the most important. It's the best. To me, it's the best punch, man.
Even fucking Deontay Wilder, you know? He got to flick something out there.
Yeah, he got to throw something out
there. Don't look at this right here. Don't look at this.
Just blind your ass and that shit. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, like, that shit, that motherfucker important.
Hey, man, what's happening, Johnny? What you think about the fight, bro? Johnny Luna in the house.
Shout out Johnny Luna, man.
Johnny Luna.
He always been a Facebook group.
Always. Johnny Luna was an excellent fighter, too, man. He's an excellent fighter.
I heard he's scared to come on.
Johnny
scared to come on the pod, man.
Johnny's scared to come on the pod.
Come on through, big man.
Come on through, Johnny. You got a story to tell, man. You got a story to tell, Johnny. Johnny Luna, look him up. You know what I'm saying? If you
one of Milwaukee's finest.
One of Milwaukee's finest. One of many. Milwaukee has some great, great talent.
Remember Johnny, where did he go over to?
To Russia.
Yeah, over there.
He knocked all them niggas out.
fucking motherfuckers up.
Man, won the world championship. Let me ask you some questions, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Me and Johnny sparred some good rounds back in the day, too. I think, because this nigga was like, I think we sparred when he was like 154, 155. You know what I'm saying? Then we sparred again, like, 4 months later, this nigga was like 230. I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
But this nigga drank a lot of milk and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same milk Canelo drink.
You know, he's Mexican and black and shit, too.
I knew he was some sort of Hispanic.
Yeah, he Mexican and black, man.
Hey, that's funny. I'm just playing, bro. I ain't trying to accuse you of cheating and doing no bullshit.
Hey, man.
But if you did, come on here and tell us about it. Canelo me eating motherfucking balls.
Below the belt.
No, play, because this nigga showed me your Canelo meat. You hear me, Johnny Luna? You be on Canelo meat. I kind of low-key do be, too, and shit.
I thought about that the other day. Like, damn, we do be kind of coming off as, like, the Canelo podcast.
And the Floyd podcast.
Yeah. But, like, Canelo is the first episode we shot. And then, like,
absolutely.
He was on a fucking streak, bro. Absolutely. He was doing his thing, bro, until he decided to fight Bevo, which, you know.
Hey, man, it happens.
You do
greatness,
that.
Greatness. You want to reach greatness, you got to try to be great. In order to reach greatness, you know what I mean? Sometimes you fail, sometimes you know what I'm saying?
And we live in like a social media era full of trolls. So like as soon as you fail at trying to be great, it's just like blown up to the biggest proportion.
Absolutely.
They're going to start calling us Deontay Wilder podcast, especially on my behalf.
Oh, absolutely.
But I feel that way about him. Like dog is so much, soon he can't post nothing. He get a statue, shout out to him for getting a statue. And it's trolls in the comments. You know, Tyson Fury, you're a bum. Bro. Tyson Fury. Yeah, it's like, bro, he lost to one fighter his whole career.
One fighter his whole career.
And I'm going to always stand on this. And every time we bring it up, I'm going to say it. He knocked him out in the first fucking fight.
The belt.
Stop acting like these things didn't happen. Like, or just like one failure in your life just means it's like for the rest of your life, you always got to hear about it. Like, fuck all that, bro.
That's like how shit be nowadays. Yeah. Man.
That's why I went on that big ass rant that I got called racist for. If you guys watch it right now, go on our YouTube and watch the Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury 3 reaction. And I'm one of the big ass.
Who called you racist, bro?
Man, go in them comments, bro.
I never looked at them. Yeah, what
is that motherfucker? Nobody gonna help me. Nobody gonna help me.
Dang up, like, we left you hanging and shit. Then we,
hey, at first I wasn't. He had to say something about saying. I'm like, damn, because you get the notifications, we don't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So it'd be like,
you know, I gotta go in there.
So I don't know. I don't be knowing. Like, damn. Like, he told me. I'm like, damn, my nigga. My like, I didn't know. Like,
now was that the one we had all those views, or was that a different one? Because it was one we had a large
international
one.
That
was one
of
them. The one we like, had a European lot of people.
I think that was the Cambosa. Was that the Cambosa Tio one?
Was it?
It was something around that.
It was
time.
Wilder Fury.
It was, but that had a lot of views too. One where we had like 1.5K watching on a live and shit like that. You know what I mean? And it was like,
where all these people come from?
Where all these people come from? It was like,
they're getting
the fourth quarter of last year.
Yeah, you did snap. But I couldn't really remember what you were saying. I mean, I might have been.
I was just pretty much saying that, you know, like, it's going to be a lot of black Americans that's going to talk a lot of shit about Deontay Wilder.
Racist.
He lost. And they were saying, huh? You better put hands on your sister. Go put hands on your sister.
Below the belt boxing podcast. Shoot.
Below the belt.
Broke ass.
Your big sister push you. You push her back. No, I'm just playing. I don't advocate it. She knows I'm a joker. But anyways. You know,
there's some screaming in the back.
Pop, pop. Hey, man, it is what it is, though, man. Any final words, man? I think we're going to shoot it. You guys want
to... I should say, it don't have to be final. Yeah. We can do some
It's going to be final words for the reaction. We're going to shoot another episode, man. If you're watching right now, check out our last episode. Hashtag Rain Sounds. Wonderful.
Hey,
wonderful.
What made you name that Rain Sounds?
Because people said that the David Hayden fight was boring and Rain Sounds put you to sleep.
Okay.
You know, that's the rapper in me.
Okay.
I used to be a rapper back in the day.
Used to be.
A metaphor rapper.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It was quite irritating.
Well, you know, if you let me break it down to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me school you, brother.
I'm on my bread like wheat. In row two in the grocery store looking at all the bread. I get multi grains of my bread. Call me.
Like, all right, bro. Anyways, you gonna wrap this up?
We're gonna wrap this up. Hey, man. Adam Pappy. Nobody calls me Pappy.
Nobody does. YG.
I missed
that.
Below the belt.
It's only entertainment.
And my boy. Let's take a gangbang on the same.
No, I didn't, bro. Wrap it up.
This nigga sad tripping.
Yo, y'all niggas crazy, the motherfucker.
This nigga sad tripping. Hey, man, we got Big Rude Owls as well, man. Hey, man.
Hi, everybody.
Below the Belt Boxing. It's not a podcast. It's a broadcast.
It's a broadcast.
It's a broadcast.
Deuce.
Yeah, I'm like, to the world blow up.
To the world blow up.
Oh my god, that's funny as a bitch,
though. Yeah.
You said we finna do a little shit talk